Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to a very, very special episode of Sex Talk. This is, I think, the most special episode of the year 2001, the new millennium, because... Why? Because, I'll tell you why, because those of you who have been following the stock market and the whole dot-com bubble and subsequent burst of that bubble realize that there in history and in the course of human affairs, there are many fads that come and many fads that go. But one thing that remains constant...
The mullet?
The mullet, and also sex radio. And this is an example of, well, a little from column A, a little column B. Actually, I've been letting my hair grow out so I can get a mullet. Although, so
business
I can,
in the front, party in the back, as they say. I'm not making that up.
Business in the front and party in the back?
Well, because it's short and really long.
Did you just make that up, or is that kind of...
No, that was actually something that was a phrase that was tossed around in my high school in the deep woods of Maine where the mullet was very popular.
Wow. No, I thought it was just... I mean, the reason I'm growing a mullet is so that I can pass at CJ's as a lesbian. But are you... Do men wear mullets? I guess Mario Lemieux.
Oh, God, yes. It's like the quintessential 80s male hairdo.
Interesting.
I guess like all other horrible hairdos, it was, you know, adopted with enthusiasm by lesbians, at least stereotypically.
Wow. Well,
and they ran with it.
So to get more information about the mullet, you can go to www.mullet.com. But I want to get right to the meat of the show, which is, of course, our very, very, very special radio friend, John Kam. John is here with his friend John, and his friend John has also been here on the show before. And these two powerful internet celebrities – well, John, too, is less of an internet celebrity and just more of a
– old media celebrity?
Well, John 1, I mean, everyone knows from coast to coast, John Kam, well, and beyond, John – John Kam of his, and has a what?
Was it Take Two?
Yeah, let's work on that.
Everybody
again.
Knows John Kam. He has a webcam.
He has a website, johncamlive.com. It was one of the original kind of always on 24-hour internet webcams, and John has shared his hopes, his dreams, his aspirations, his
just taught us how to love all over again
with millions of internet
pervs. Viewers
all over the globe. And John has taken an hour out of his very busy life to come here and be with us, the jackass
comedy sex hour.
So, John, thank you very much for being here.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back. It's been a long time.
Yes, months.
And speaking of mullets, last time I was here, you had me on the show with a lesbian. I don't remember if she was sporting a mullet.
We were eating
phallic-shaped candy and playing a board game.
Oh, right.
Oh, that
lesbian. Sharon?
No.
Donna from queerpittsburgh.
Right.
Wow.
.com.
Not really a lesbian anymore,
queerpittsburgh.com. Well, I believe she talked about this in the show.
She's
I believe Donna was
husband.
Returning to her husband.
Yeah.
Very. I mean, we missed Donna. Donna was very special.
She was a really nice woman.
I'm very in age.
Well, it was even stranger, right, because Donna had been married, had decided she was no longer straight. I guess more, she was more like girl positive bi, right? And then started living with a woman.
Well, but a woman who was a woman. I mean,
right.
She was technically a transsexual, but I don't want to put my Western.
Right. Well, don't get all hegemonic on her.
If I may, Donna provided a really great service for this city. She and her girlfriend, they ran by themselves queerpittsburgh.com. Which,
right.
Since she's moving, if you go to the website, they're not updating it, and there's a note that says this domain is for sale, nobody has jumped to take it on, and I no longer have the desire to be that involved in a website. So
wow.
If anybody wants to purchase queerpittsburgh.com.
What's it going for?
I didn't even ask.
A buck? What do Wall Street people call $1 million?
Yeah, a buck.
A buck.
Yeah. Talk about salaries of a buck or two for high-powered traders.
It's probably a penny then.
That's still pretty good.
That's still $10,000.
That's what I'm making. I'm making a penny a year. Penny and a half. Well, they're like sex.com.
Yeah, but you don't report your – sorry. I was going to say you don't report your hustling income.
That's true. I have no comeback to that. Didn't sex.com go – ended up – didn't that case end up being settled for something like – $20 or $30 million?
This feels like a little bit of a tangent. I mean, I will say there's actually an interesting story involving sex.com because somebody stole the domain name from the rightful owner by using forged letterhead or something. Is it you that told me?
It's more complicated than that. It involves like hijacking DNS entries and all sorts of stuff. But the original, the rightful quote owner got it back. and got some huge settlement from the people who stole it.
Who I thought had escaped to Mexico and were un...
Yeah, yeah.
So the money actually hasn't been transferred back.
Yeah, yep.
But why are we talking about the Internet when we could be talking to John Cam Live, who practically invented the Internet?
That's true.
Or at least made it worthwhile.
So I thought a few years ago anyway.
Have you become disillusioned with?
I have become very disillusioned with not necessarily the Internet, but perhaps what I've done. And I didn't come here tonight to say, well, I'm sorry and I take it back. But it's I've been living my life live on the Internet for 3 years now. Actually, it'll be 3 years next month. And I shared, and I want to say I made the mistake, but I wanted to. I shared a lot of myself with the world, and it was really fun. And then all of a sudden, I just didn't want to share anymore. I wanted to be quiet. I wanted to keep it for myself. And mm-hmm. So now what?
Well, if it's 3 years next month, that would seem like maybe a good anniversary for a hiatus, right?
What I'd eventually like to do is I own another domain, and I'd perhaps like to end John Cam Live like a television show and then have my camera reappear on my other domain but not make it as public. Because when I first started John Cam Live 3 years ago, that technology that powered the camera, you know, that took the pictures and sent them up to the Internet, that was all brand new. And I'm sure anybody on the Internet knows that every website has a camera now. It's not unique.
Well, it's certainly not just the uniqueness, right? Like,
well, I was younger.
The lack of uniqueness, rather, that's soured you, if that's not too strong?
Perhaps that, and I need to be a private person again. When I'm home, I find myself more avoiding the camera than being on it. It's always running, but it's like John's sofa cam, John's bed cam. Oh, look at that art on the wall cam. But, you know, it's the only time people really get to see me is when I'm sleeping, sometimes when I'm working at the computer, an occasional shower. It's just not my thing. It really slows me down. For example, I worked this evening. I bartend in a restaurant. And I was in a hurry to get to the station, and I didn't have time, nor did I care what the camera was pointing at. My goal was to get to the station.
Right.
And
good to know that we're...
And that doesn't mean I don't care about my website. It's just after so much time with my head inside the computer, I really like being around people now. And I'm not giving it up. It's just a well-deserved break, and it needs to go in a new direction.
Well, I do think that you played a crucial role in the evolution of the Internet. I mean, without John Cam Live, there could never have been eToys. There could have never been Amazon.com, I think.
Well, one of the things I forgot and I was thinking about the other day is not only was one of the first people in the world to do the camera bit, but I was also one of the first people that did register a .com because everyone had cameras, but nobody registered, like, their name, live.com. They were on GeoCities or any free server.
Wow.
So, you know, to find the other webcam guy, you had to go to, you know, geocities.com/westhollywood/1397mywebpage.htm, you know, and then – or you could go to John Cam Live.
Yeah, well, a slick marketing move on your part.
You were popular.
Yeah, so I marketed it just like Jenny Cam. I actually had a dream about Jenny Cam last
that
night.
Hussy. Because, you know, she stole her best friend's boyfriend. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, and I knew that. And what had happened was Jenny had wanted to move. Same with me. I always want to move. Jenny wanted to move out of D.C. And she finally moved to California. And another webcam girl was helping her. And she went out there, supposedly stole her boyfriend. But I think it was kind of planned. And I don't mind saying that that's what I think because I do.
Oh, you mean Jenny planned to snag?
Yeah, because her camera.
Somewhat skanky guy?
Her camera is sort of like mine. We're on it a lot. We're not really doing anything. There are so many sex cams, so many naked cams. That's what the majority of people want to see. So why watch Jenny? Why watch me when you can pick your fetish.com and watch it?
Hmm. Clearly, I have not investigated the world of.
I'm just your virtual. I'm just your virtual roommate.
But anyway, you were going somewhere with this before I interrupted about Jenny Cam's sex life.
Her boy. I mean, I don't know for a fact. I only did one radio interview with Jenny. She's a wonderful woman, you know, from what I can tell, and. I did just heard that it was set up, but supposedly she stole this girl's boyfriend, and then I never heard anything about Jenny Cam since then until I dreamt about her last night.
Yeah, what were you gonna?
I was laying on my bed, and the other most popular webcam guy ever, Sean Patrick, was laying to the right of me, and I think I was moving to D.C. and Sean and Jenny both lived in D.C. Now Jenny's in California, and Sean and I were talking, and Jenny wasn't saying anything, and then Sean and I were walking around. So I don't know if that means anything.
Was there man sex?
There was no man sex. I did actually meet Sean. I went to D.C. I met Sean, and we went shopping together and bonded that way. And this was the famous SeanPatrickLive.com.
Yeah, I think I lost my own personal webcam virginity to SeanPatrickLive.com.
He was your first webcam guy.
Mm-hmm. And I even sent an email saying that. Well, I was so naive back then. I was like, wow, when you were sleeping last night, you know, your ass showed for like 45 seconds. And that was really moving to me. But, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, that kind of thing happens all the time. So I'm actually sort of curious about two things. First, you know, do your dreams about Jennycam suggest that you are becoming more ambisexual? And second, before you answer the first one, well, actually, go.
Well, the first thing that popped into my head now that you mention it, Sean and Jenny and I were the most famous webcam people in the world, among a couple others, for a while. Mm. And now you never hear about Jenny. Sean still has a website, but he doesn't have a live camera, and I've lost interest and want to give it up. So maybe we're all in the same boat, and that's why we were all in the same bed together.
Interesting.
And we all operated our sites the same way.
Well, so I'm interested. So as an innovator and as a pioneer, you always have to be kind of moving on to the next level because the second wave, as you well know, people move it on your turf. So you're always going to be doing something new. So tell us, if it's not a trade secret, what's your new website going to be about? Or do people just have to wait?
It's not going to be a real big surprise. It's basically – it's just going to be more about me sans celebrityism. I don't want to feel the need that everything I do be so great and over the top because I'm, you know, John Cam Live. It's just going to be John the man, you know, with a live camera.
Will this camera be mounted on your head?
No, actually, I want to make it easier. Like, I don't want the camera to run 24 hours, 7 days a week because I'm not on it. I'm at work 8 hours a day, and it's just silly to have it running. You know, people could set their watches by, you know, my webcam, but they're not seeing any movement.
And so what are your longtime fans going to think? I'm thinking of your Brazilian friend, Louis Cipher. Long time. He's got John Cam Live fan side up. Is he going to be – is this whole world going to crumble?
No. I think it's all pretty much over. I think my 15 minutes are done. So I'll just say thank you and good night.
Wow, that's kind of sad.
No, I'm not leaving yet. But no, it's not sad because you know what? I had a great time. I did a great thing. And I don't feel it anymore. So why am I doing it? And I certainly don't want to say I'm like a celebrity in a television show. But how many times have you heard people in television shows, they just want to like kill off a character and go and do something new? And I haven't even tried to kill this character. So I don't know how I can do anything new when I still have John Cam hanging over my head.
Now, that would be an interesting way to take out the webcam, right? Fake your own murder on the webcam.
I've thought of that, and that would be so cruel to do.
But it would be funny.
It would be – yeah, it would be funny.
How about
but,
if you fake Gree's death?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
I think at this point Gree has more – Gree is my cat, by the way. Oh. Gree has more fans than I do. Because he's usually on camera more.
Certainly naked more often.
Well, he's sort of given it away at this point. But has anybody ever done that? That sounds sort of fabulous, actually.
I think one person pretended that they had died once and it caused a big brouhaha, like I would expect it would, because people that watch, they are concerned. Maybe they're not over-the-top, you know, stalker types. But if they're used to tuning in and everything's okay and one day there's, like, blood all over the floor, they're going to think, what can I do to help this guy? We talked about this on a previous show. It happened in reverse to me where someone sent me an email telling me they were committing suicide. I didn't know whether they were kidding or not. I looked at the email, found out who their internet service provider was, contacted them. The person at their ISP tried to call the guy, nobody answered, and then they sent an ambulance, and he did indeed try an overdose on drugs.
Wow.
So, I mean, I cared, and I couldn't even see this guy. It was just one letter, and I just happened to act on it.
How about then, the fate worse than death? You come out on the webcam as being straight. It was all a big mistake.
It was all...
And here's my girlfriend, Debbie.
Here's my girlfriend, Anne Heche.
You certainly get a lot of concerned mail.
No, I actually, in honesty, also think that being John Cam Live has kept people away from me. Like, people all acted like they wanted to go out with me, like what I did was cool. But when they would really get together with me, they didn't want to be on camera. And I think it made them nervous. And people never knew what I was going to write about. I mean, they were probably always thinking, well, he's going to write about how, you know, bad I was in bed, or how, you know, or how big my dick is. I mean, penis is.
Yeah, well, that was the first thought in my mind. Well, I mean, everybody who listens to the show knows that I have a small penis, but there's no video of it.
Right, we've never seen any actual video or photographic proof.
Well, you have, although we wiped out those memories.
we did the naked show once.
I wasn't here for the naked show.
There is that.
So I guess
that's right, and you can still look up those pictures.
I don't know if you can or not.
They're on my hard drive. My producer looks inordinately concerned.
Oh, like he can't hear us.
He can't hear us, or he can't hear John, too. Who's
now he's giving us ambiguous hand signals.
Oh. Fumble.
I think our producer is stroking.
Or having a stroke. So, wow, that's really big news.
But it's not official. I'm not officially ending it yet, and I renewed the domain. I mean, the domain I own for the next year and a half. But and I'll probably always keep it because I wouldn't want anyone else taking it and, you know, like putting a porn site up there and just taking, you know, getting money off my name.
True.
But I have to think about it. But I just find myself avoiding it more and more and more. But what I found from doing John Cam Live is I really love photography. I like working with graphics. I love playing in Photoshop. And that's more important to me. And I could still make that fun, and I can model for myself, and I can make it sexy. But I don't have to be the guy in front of the camera all the time. It's virtually impossible to be in front of the camera all the time.
There was an article – I've mentioned this on the show before, but I'll repeat myself. There's an article in the New York Times Sunday Magazine, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, about people on webcams and so forth. And they all basically have eventually the same reaction you do. Like, they feel they've made some commitment to their audience or to a project. But at a certain point, they realize, oh, wow, I actually hate being on camera. I don't like being on camera all the time. And they talked about the wife of a guy who was doing this 24-hour webcam, had cameras all over the house. And the way their cameras worked is they all had motion sensors. And they would be turned on, you know, if they saw the motion. And, in fact, this little red light LED would blink for 2 seconds before the camera would come on. And so this woman had this intricate method of getting from her bedroom to the bathroom at night. Like, she would, you know, leap down the hall and wait for the lights to blink and then rush by them like a spy going through some James Bond movie, Death Trap.
Sounds
like, just so she could get to the bathroom without being on camera and then get back. And they do – the whole family ended up unconsciously doing these things. Like, they'd rush through the kitchen so they didn't get caught on the kitchen webcam on the way – you know, on the way to get coffee or whatever.
No, I've been doing the same thing a lot lately. And there are times, because I'm so used to not being on the camera, that maybe I'll have the camera just like on a blank hallway. And I'll be walking around the house and I'll accidentally like walk right up into that camera practically. And I'm like, oh, I hope it didn't take a picture right now. You know, it was, you know, picking my nose or something embarrassing. But, I mean, it was fun and it's a great thing. And, you know, power to anybody that can do it forever. And I used to joke on another radio show that I did that I was going to do this to the day I died and have a camera put in my grave. But I don't think there is too much information.
You'd have to get a different domain for that then.
John Cam dead.
Right.
There's too much information, useless information on the internet. And in the beginning, it was fun reading about – because I even got addicted to like reading people's journals. And you read and you read and you read and it's interesting. And then all of a sudden you realize you're spending all your time reading about people you don't even know. And I don't think that's healthy. I don't anymore. And also I got tired of telling people every little detail that I did. It's very easy for me to update this journal that I have. And I thought, why do people need to know every move I make? Because if I say that, okay, tomorrow I have a job interview and I don't get it, well, then I'm a loser again, you know, and I don't want to share that with the world anymore. I want to go out and make things happen, and if they don't, then, you know, I have to deal with me, and that's it.
By the way, if our listeners have questions, comments, or concerns to share with John or John, the phone number in the studio is area code 412-621-9728.
Oh, can I share a little story since this is, the name of the show is Sex Talk? This has to do with sex.
Oh, please.
Does it involve Jonathan Taylor Thomas and
members of NSYNC?
No, it involves the Showtime original series Queer as Folk.
Mm. Well, is that technically is that original? It's like saying,
not really.
Well, it's original for Showtime.
I did read recently that you can win somehow. I don't remember how, like a bit part on.
I entered that contest.
You did,
and I didn't tell anybody. But I have to say, because you brought it up,
you didn't put it in your diaries, in your website.
No, I didn't put it in my diary. But I entered that contest,
John Cam inclusive.
And I said that, and I wrote in my little introduction. I said, if you give me this walk on role, I said it would add credibility to your Pittsburgh in quotations. you know, because I am from Pittsburgh, and I'm the most worldwide famous gay Pittsburgher. So if you put me on your show, I mean, that would, like, really click with your audience.
Hey, what am I? Chopped, you know, pierogies?
Well, I was going to make a crack about a famous Pittsburgh football quarterback, but I'll restrain myself.
Well, at least I'm – was he open? He wasn't open.
No.
He was outed or something.
By the police, but yes.
The sex part was the last time – usually I used to come in here and sit and whine about, oh, how come I never get laid? How come I never have a date?
I thought your life was, like, nonstop.
Hot and cold, run a man in my house.
That's right.
The last time I had sex was with a fictional character from the Queerest Folk Show, an extra from the show. So the last time I had sex with somebody from Pittsburgh, they were from Toronto, Pittsburgh.
I'm trying to map this into my own reality. So you had real sex.
I had real sex with somebody who had been an extra several times on the Showtime original production, Queer as Folk.
Because to say sex with a fictional person, I was thinking like masturbating to pictures of Jessica Rabbit
Jane Eyre. I was thinking. So you had sex with an extra in Queer as Folk?
That's actually pretty. And then my next goal is to be on the show. And I didn't put that into my introduction letter because I didn't think they'd be, you know, moved by that piece. Oh, by the way, and I slept with
– I've nailed your cast. Yeah.
I started to put that – I nailed a member of your cast, and I took that out and I put, oh, by the way, I'm learning how to juggle too. That would, like, think, well, he's got something else going on besides being gay and, you know, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, did you mention your website, by the way?
No. I mentioned that I had a famous website. I didn't mention the name, but it goes through the John Cam Live mail server, so it stamps it John Cam Live. And if they have any smarts, they can they can figure out where to go.
You look puzzled, DJ.
Yeah, DJ, who are you tonight?
DJsex.com, I don't know.
Yeah, I am puzzled. You've given me, in some sense, you've given me too much information. Let's go back to this night of passion with the Queer as Folk extra. This fascinates me. It wasn't Hottie Justin, I assume.
No, it was an extra. It wasn't one of the main characters. It was just somebody like
– just hoping.
It was somebody – yeah, well, it was somebody
– third hustler from the left, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, but having sex with a Queer as Folk extra is kind of like having sex with Hottie Justin, I mean, which is my ultimate goal. So tell us a little bit about the story.
In some kind of bacon number sense, yeah, he had.
Were you in Toronto?
Was actually, and this is, you know, I guess a perk of being John Cam Live, he watched my website.
Oh, wow.
And we started emailing back and forth. And then he eventually, after a while, he said, oh, by the way, I've been an extra on Queer as Folk. And, you know, that's kind of cool. I know a lot of people that are actors, so I wasn't like, you know, oh, my God, an extra on Queer as Folk. But, you know, I still thought it was, you know, a point for him. And when he came to town, I'd forgotten that he said that. And we were hanging out and having a nice time, having some drinks. And he reminded me that he had – you know, we were talking about Toronto's Pittsburgh versus the real Pittsburgh, and I was driving him around. And he
showed him the real Liberty Avenue?
I took him to Ritter's, and I said, I said, if the Liberty Avenue Saloon really existed, to me, this is what it would be. I'm like, well, what do you think?
Ritter's?
I always thought it would be Ritter's.
And not an actual sort of gay place on Liberty Avenue?
Like which one? Oh, there are so many.
I don't know.
Pick one.
I mean, it's a great name for a street for them to pick.
Liberty Avenue Saloon, right? And that is a restaurant, so it's as close as you're going to get.
Oh, please, let it be Ritter's.
Are there hotties at Ritter's?
There used to be – Ritter's used to be a fun place to go back in the old days, back in the 80s when the bars closed, like everybody was there. It was like – people were coming in with, I don't know, juggling balls and video cameras, and there were drag queens and transsexuals. And
really?
Yes.
Sounds like my family reunion. Now, there was this cafe down in Houston that was the same deal after all the bars would close at 2 a.m. It was great, especially seeing, like, 300-pound Texas transsexuals tucking in chicken fried steak at, you know, 3 a.m.
But I haven't noticed.
It's a sight you never forget.
I don't go to Ritter's that late as often as I used to. But the last few times I've been there, I haven't noticed it. It seems much more calm and not even packed. There used to be a line out the door. So I mean, maybe there is a Liberty Avenue diner that they're all going to, and I just wasn't told. I missed that memo.
So what do you think? I mean, I wonder, you know, you've had your 15 minutes of fame and now you're sort of voluntarily stepping out of the spotlight. Do you think you're going to miss it 5 years from now when you're working at the post office?
If it's really in me, then I'm working at the post office. If it's really in me, I'll do something else. It's just time to take it to a different level. That's all.
I mean, yeah, I can see that, because it was fairly bootstrapped fame, right? It wasn't like you were picked and you starred in a movie. Like, you made this thing happen all by yourself.
Well, that's how Cindy Margolis got famous. She started a website and became the most downloaded woman on the internet.
Trademark.
Yeah, and then she got that show, which I haven't heard about. So probably.
Well, I think it vanished after like an episode or two. Yeah, what was it called? Like
the Cindy Margolis Show.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a different show.
Trademark.
Was she?
She's some like she blonde, attractive woman who, yeah, just I don't know how much nude photography she had of herself up on her website or just lots of photography. It's kind of an anonymous.
I think it was more like Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition type modeling.
And basically called herself for some reason the most downloaded woman on the internet and made the talk show rounds and so forth. Although Pamela Anderson probably still holds that title, if not some newer supermodel incarnation. Maybe Cindy Crawford, I don't know. Maybe Britney Spears.
Probably Britney.
Well, I'm really happy with my new life. I'm really happy being back out on the street and going to the gym and talking to people, and I'm happy that I'm here. And
that's good.
I'm glad I'm not the most downloaded guy in the world, and I gladly give it up. Well, but it's not official. But I have to keep saying that because, like, I've been wanting to do this for like 3 months, and every month, then I keep thinking, well, if I just wait until I have my 3-year anniversary and give myself some more time to think about it. But in the meantime, by saying that in my head, I've already kind of written it off, and I feel no obligation to be in front of the camera, except when I sleep, because that's easy.
Or shower, as you said.
Mostly when I sleep, because I don't move it like I used to. So I'll hop in the shower and then I'll go, oh, the camera's not on me.
Oh, you have only one camera? Okay.
Well, I have two, but one I move around and one sits in one room.
Again, you look puzzled, DJ Man of the Hour.
Well, so I'm naturally trying to think of some way to turn the conversation back toward me, and I don't think I can. Haven't come up with anything. But so the question I had was...
Well, I could come up with ways to focus a conversation on you.
If I had a webcam, I mean, I would expect one of my recurrent fantasies would be that there would be all these kind of tragic, pouty, confused teenagers who would want to, like, write with me, share their feelings about their sexuality. Say, none of the other guys on the, swim team understand my feelings. Can I come over to your house and have sex with you?
I give great massage.
And... Well, no. So in my fantasy, they wouldn't say I give great massage. They would say I'd like to learn how to provide pleasure to another man because I'm very innocent. And so I was wondering, does that happen to you all the time? And if not,
when I was one of the first ones, I used to get 500 letters a day sometimes, 500
Sweet.
Emails
500?
A day.
500, literally? Holy mother of...
And I couldn't keep up with all of that, and I got really bad at answering my emails, so subsequently I got less and less and less, and so now it's a good day if I maybe get, 40 or 50 pieces of mail.
That's still huge.
Yeah. I mean, I get that much, but it's mostly spam.
But I want to go back to getting one a week. I have a telephone. I like to talk to people. Call me.
But you didn't really answer our
question. Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question? Oh, yes.
Men picking you up.
You could not. I would try and get involved in maybe helping that one swim team hottie, pouty mouth boy out. But by the time I figured out – by the time I got a rhythm going with him, then another one who was even poutier and swimmier would contact me. And I would forget what was going on with the first one and not email him back. He would lose interest in me thinking I was not interested in him when the fact was you can't juggle that many people. You can't be friends with the world.
There's some kind of – I'm sure there's some kind of Microsoft product that helps you organize your email. I mean
– You're a pouty mouth swim boys.
If this is really true, you've squandered – you've squandered the dream that I have wished for my entire life.
I think I did squander it. I had my chance with quite a few men, but – As I meet people now, the thing that turns me off the most is when somebody walks up to me, tells me something about my life, and I'm like, how did you know that? And then I'm like, oh, the web – and they're like, yes, I read your journal. I read your diary. And I'm like, I don't want people to know anymore. But I do it, so I can't be mad because I put it out there. But it's – I want to walk up to somebody and just, start fresh and look at their pouty mouths and be inspired.
And whatnot.
The phone number on the studio, by the way, is continues to be 412, that's the area code, 621-WRCT, that's 621-9728.
If you have any questions, comments, or concerns for John Camp and the fate of his website.
When we first started, or when I first started, actually, John, too, was a pretty integral part of it because he and I were always spending a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. And we used to do kind of silly things. And I don't know. Were you really into it at that time, John? You never even said.
At the time, it was unique. It was novel. So I think we were treating it like a television show when we had the opportunity as opposed to just a day in the life.
Because like, we would do these things like I used to have these Nancy and Sluggo refrigerator magnets. And I found out that if you took their head and held it with a tweezer and then lined the person up with a web camera, you could hold the head at a certain distance from the camera and it looked like whoever you were holding in front of that was their head. So we spent an entire evening holding Nancy and Sluggo cutouts so it looked like that was my head or his head.
I'm thinking there was drinking involved with this too, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's internet creativity at its finest. That's fabulous.
Sluggo hit.
But I also think my friends burnt out on it quicker than I did. Mm. True?
Yeah, well, it was your project. And anybody that would stop by inevitably would become this celebrity of the moment. And it was fine for some people and be fine for an evening. But after a few evenings, you weren't necessarily interested in taking off your shirt or performing.
Yeah, it's like VH1 behind the music. Yeah. it was hell for all his friends.
There were those that couldn't get enough of it, but then there were those that had had enough from the get-go.
Right. That's very true. And I watch people, you know, not be around me anymore, and I watched how it changed me. And I mean, I don't know if anyone can go through that experience and do it differently than I did, or I'm assuming what happened was just a natural thing, and you know, it's kind of closing, and I want my life back.
I suppose it's healthy too. Like the kind of person who would desperately need to be on a webcam all the time, kind of get addicted to it. I think there'd be a little bit something wrong with them if they never got tired of it, right?
I never felt like I had to be on it. For me, like, oh, I'm so great, I have to be on it, but oh, my audience expects me to be there.
The show must go on.
People will, you know, go to Sean Patrick, and no one will like my website, and they'll say bad things about me, and it's like, well.
There was a great deal of competition for a while with the numbers.
There was. There was.
I have kind of a question about the biz, and I don't know if you really know the answer to this question, but I'm very curious about this. I mean, I've occasionally looked for sort of teen hotties with webcams because that's kind of my
fetish.
Fetish is tragically pouty teen hotties. And there are a lot of them, of course, and they all charge, you know, $30 a month or whatever.
We had Adam, who's – I don't know how pouty he was, but
– he was pretty pouty.
Teen hottie webcam guy.
You had another webcam guy in the studio?
Well, you
in
know
– this
we,
studio?
We did cheat on you a little bit. but he was nothing like you, of course. So the question I have is, like, is sort of about the culture of this thing because a lot of these guys are straight, but they're still sort of kind of appealing to a gay audience. They'll, like, masturbate for the camera. They know it's mostly guys watching them. We've got a phone call, so I have to, like, continue my question later. So.
It's all about the callers.
Exactly. Hello, is the caller there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you got that fixed.
Hey, DJ 2000, long-time listener, first-time caller.
glad for you to call in. So I have two questions for you. What time zone are you calling from, and are you stroking?
The Pacific time zone, and I'm actually standing in front of a bay window that overlooks one of the busiest intersections in Southern California.
So that would be a yes.
Which intersection is that?
Well, it's actually not that busy. It's a small intersection in Pasadena.
La Cienega and anyway. Oh. Caller, can you please talk up?
Oh, sorry.
The sound waves have to travel a long way from the West Coast to the East Coast. So
caller, I have two questions for you. First, what is your opinion about the dot-com bubble? Has it burst? And second, what do you think that has? How do you think that will affect the huge webcam market?
I'm the caller. Isn't this supposed to be about? Aren't I the one supposed to ask?
Okay, fine.
He's good.
Be that way.
Get him on the show.
So, what's your little question, caller?
I'll answer the question. The dot-com bubble I mean, I think it burst a long time ago. I think the entire dot-com industry is in a massive death spiral. And as far as webcam goes, I mean, since they seem to hover at the edge of the one web industry that did have a good revenue model, that is porn, they might do okay.
Interesting.
So I have two questions. One is about the show Queer as Folk, and the other, a couple things addressed specifically to John Kemp.
Oh, so, I really thought my 15 minutes were up because you hadn't mentioned me yet.
As far as Queer as Folk goes, how can a show that's about being gay in Pittsburgh not feature either John Kemp or members of the Sex Talk hosting team as celebrity star cameos?
I guess we can only blame that on Showtime's sloppy research, general shoddy production values.
Here's how sloppy their research was. They actually had Brian surfing a website in one of the first episodes, and it wasn't mine. And that would have been so perfect had they thought that out. Then the second big mistake they made is what's the mother's name with the red hair?
Sharon Gless.
Sharon Gless's character. She was offering someone a glass of water, and she's like, here's some of the – what was the river? It wasn't one here.
Susquehanna.
Susquehanna. I'm like, is that in Philadelphia? That's certain. Oh, we have three rivers here, and they didn't get one of them.
And no one would drink out of the Mon or the Allegheny anyway. So.
Yeah. But anyway, so they don't know what they're doing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hopefully they have more technical accuracy when it comes to, like, gay sex. Here, let me put my finger in your hair. Ooh, baby. I'm sorry.
I wasn't counting, but was there a question about John Kemp?
Yeah, there were some John Kemp questions, too.
Yeah, so I have two questions for John Kemp. One, I know this isn't really the point of your move, but when sitcoms have been in trouble, they've often moved to another city. And I cite, as example, the relocation mm-hmm. of Laverne and Shirley from the Midwestern Rust Belt city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That is such a cool analogy.
California.
Okay. I've been wanting to move for forever. Where, you know, I can't pick a place. I don't know where I want to go. And right. I did think about moving to rescue my webcam.
Well, here's an idea. Just as that city in Oregon renamed itself to Half.com Oregon, perhaps you can get a city somewhere, perhaps in Ohio, to rename themselves to JohnCamLive.com.
Ohio.
And what do you think?
Well, sure, I'm willing to try.
And, you know, other time-tested sitcom strategies, of course, are having a baby.
Bringing in Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. Well, no, that's true. The adorable young Moppet is a time-tested, if dismally effective, sitcom strategy.
The very special episode, of course.
So I should find, like, Oliver from, like, the Brady Bunch the last season. And
I was thinking
exactly. I mean, given your target demographic, that actually couldn't.
That might work. If you get some nice teen.
So I do have one series suggestion for John Kemp.
Sure.
Which is, have you thought about trading quantity for quality? Right. So right now, the John Kemp Live experience is about sort of a never-ending saturation of what your life is about. Right.
Right.
But you have a built-in audience that's clearly fascinated with you. And although it might break the connection, why not produce sort of shorter pieces? I know you're going to be thinking porn, but I'm not thinking porn.
Okay.
But just sort of shorter, more scripted, organized pieces that, you know, in the way that drama is life without the boring parts, encapsulate what you're all about.
Actually, I think my site started out more like that, where I tried to sort of plan the event. Because in the beginning, my camera wasn't on 24 hours, 7 days a week. I really felt like I was in competition with Sean Patrick, and I just left it on.
Yeah.
But, so not script it out per se, but only turn it on when there's actually something worth watching.
Or maybe just judicious use of editing. I don't know.
I think I liked your idea about moving. Where should I move?
L.A.?
Well, there's a City of Angels that seems to have your name written all over it.
Oh, it does? Actually, I can continue I can move into acting.
Well, and what about indeed just crossing the streams for real and actually moving to the San Fernando Valley and getting involved in real life porn. Come on, you've got the body for it. You've got the charisma. You've got the giant, 12-inch penis.
You already have on camera experience.
That's true. God, California, here I come.
You can get an erection on command. It need not be
Well, there's a miracle Viagra if you can't.
Caller, do I know who you are? Have we emailed before or anything?
I think you do know who I am, but I should ask you.
I think you've cybered.
Okay. I'm just curious because you have a very nice voice, but I don't recognize it. We've never spoken before, have we?
Wow.
I'm afraid we've spoken many times.
Wow.
Damn.
This is really...
Does the name George W. Bush ring a bell?
Oh, my God. Dad!
Well, I'm sure George W. Bush used the code name, you know...
POTUS?
I was going to say Spanky or...
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You know, little bad boy or whatever.
That's funny. That Laverne and Shirley thing is so stuck in my head now because I've really thought every time I think about moving, I think of that. That is so funny that you picked that. Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I'm another recent Pittsburgh, Los Angeles transplant, and I have to say I've been very happy.
Oh, really? Huh.
It's not your old landlord, is it?
No.
You're very happy to move to Los Angeles, or you're very happy?
He's happy to be out of Pittsburgh and in Los Angeles. Correct.
No, I just enjoy living in Los Angeles.
May I ask what part of the city are you in? Can we do that over the radio?
Oh, I live in Pasadena.
Pasadena. I actually have a very good friend from college who's a working actor out there, so I do know some people.
In the business, even.
In the business. And my old landlord lives there.
So actually, while the caller is still on the air, I don't think you ever answered this, John Cam, or maybe I'm just kind of zoned out, but this new website, the next level, John Cam Squared, if you will, what is that going to be about? And maybe the caller has some insights into how to make that website a resounding success.
It's going to be more like what he said. The camera won't be on all the time. It'll be on if there's an event or a reason to broadcast. Mm. And rather than me write down and feel the pressure that I have to do it because it's John Cam Live and people are there all the time, I'll just write and add to it when I want, when I actually feel like it.
I'm just wondering, as soon as you said that, I was just wondering, how can we take John Cam to the next level? And I was thinking, you know, maybe we need to hook up with the Robotics Institute and have robotic attachments, have your listeners control your every movement, sort of extending the intrusiveness that you're already
exactly.
feeling.
Put you in some kind of a robotic exoskeleton that can be controlled by a Java applet or something.
That's so Futurama. That's hilarious.
Jose, I thought you were going to suggest some sort of evil robo-Java that John Cam would have to defeat
it. Oh, even better. Another classic way to extend the sitcom, right? The evil twin. Except for yours would be an evil robot twin. Even better.
Actually, I have a somewhat serious suggestion about how to take the John Cam website to the next level.
John Cam.
Okay.
John Cam, you have the potential to pull mass media deception on a nearly Andy Kaufman-esque scale. Mm. You've built up an enormous reservoir of credibility that what people are seeing is happening live. But there's no reason why that has to continue to be true over the future. You could easily record several snippets of what's going on, then sort of play with them, link them together in ways that sort of increasingly strain the sort of credibility and sanity of your viewers, and sort of push it until the breaking point.
That's really – I mean, I have a video camera, and I had thought about taking it out and videotaping my day and playing it back later. So,
well, the key is to mesh it seamlessly with the webcam illusion.
Right.
If it started showing up as pre-recorded geo snippets, that might give it away. But if it, for all intents and purposes, looks exactly like what the John Cam Live experience has always looked like, except that it now has –
sombreros.
Yeah. And there's another thing here because there's only 30-second refreshes. Right.
I've been at a 20-second refresh for like six months.
There are only 20-second refreshes, which means that sort of one-frame glimpses will linger in the mind, and if they're sort of out of place with the surrounding frames, could provide sort of an interesting impression. So the possibility is for you just to essentially tape your day in John Cam format and go back and screw with your viewers a little bit. I understand you might not want to squander your hard-earned sort of credibility and fan base. But if done properly and with sympathy for the audience, it could, again, be a media stunt of Andy Kaufman's.
You're brilliant. No, I'm serious. I'm not being sarcastic. That's a really interesting suggestion.
Like John, are you talking about just – I mean, I need an example to make this concrete. Are you talking about John Cam has a visit from Britney Spears or –
That's a little childish, even for you.
I'm seeing
this
more of a
Wexford's Christina Aguilera.
I was visualizing like a juxtaposition, perhaps, of like my actual real life with clips of other things.
Possible. I was thinking. I, due to my sort of innate leanings, was thinking of more sort of a Twilight Zone effect, where things, strange things, would happen to you, and you wouldn't quite know where to put them, but wouldn't sort of react out of the ordinary, either. Perhaps even making the viewer sort of question really what was going on in your life. But again, just the basic idea opens up all kinds of possibilities. I'm sure you're taking it a different direction than I would.
If I lived in L.A., I could get, like, really cool props, and I could, like, have these, like, really odd things show up in my home.
That's true. Or really cool human props.
Oh, right. Then we're back to Christina. Did someone just say Christina?
Yes. Wexford's own.
Although Christina Aguilera is from Wexford, Pennsylvania, the possibility of obtaining her, although through illegal means, does exist in Pittsburgh.
Well, but I do have my friend in the business in L.A., so if I did a Laverne and Shirley and grabbed some friends and we headed out there, I might be able to secure some, you know, maybe like Cindy Williams or somebody obscure these days like that.
I like
Cindy Williams. I'm not putting her down. Oh, and we're back to Laverne and Shirley.
So I was thinking, actually, interesting idea, like a road trip cam would be interesting. If you could take your laptop and cam on the road and record, say, 2 hours of video and then upload it that night so people could watch it on your website, that might be interesting. If you were to move somewhere, right, you could film some of the journey.
Oh, yeah, I could do it. I could do it over a cell phone and the laptop.
Interesting.
And I believe that the show Sex Talk has friends in the industry in Los Angeles as well, although
that's true.
Not quite the same industry that your friend is in.
No, the friend of the show, Jason, who's a porn actor on the Weekends for Fun, he's a resource we might be able to help you tap into, as it were.
Wow.
Are you guys
offering me a job?
That's the extent of our industry context, though. So.
Oh, okay. So it ends there.
Anyways, I have to go.
Oh, well, thank you for calling, caller.
Thank you very much for your suggestions.
Mystery caller.
My pleasure. Good luck with your new directions.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Okay, bye.
So I think we should brainstorm on this for a little bit. Like, what can we do to, like, wig your viewers out in a kindly but fun way? Like, it has to be more than just changing the posters on the wall for one day. They might not notice that or might not think anything unusual.
I think the way it would work best is if I did what I really wanted to do was to kind of end it and have it reborn and take that break, take that time with no camera maybe in between. But, and I don't know. I liked your sombrero suggestion. Sure, everybody that comes in has to wear a sombrero.
John Cam Este Livo.
Actually, I was talking to a friend of mine in Montreal, and I'm telling this story for a reason because we have to do a lead-in for something. But I was talking to a friend of mine in Montreal last night, and I was telling – well, actually, it is a male friend who is going through a sex change. So he is a transsexual or, as they call each other, a tranny. And he's a wonderful, wonderful person. We were talking about going to Columbus and opening a cabaret. And he has experience in the business, and I have experience in the business. And we both want to go and do something. So that would be like the new John Cam experience. I'd be like, you know, the man that wanted to go to the big city ends up in Columbus, Ohio with a tranny, you know, running a little cabaret.
Speaking of Laverne and Shirley, that sounds like an excellent sitcom. I mean, that's comedy gold, I think.
But the reason I brought that up is John, too, and I have a friend who is doing a production, and we said we'd plug it for a second. So, John.
Right. StarHollow.com. You can go there, check it out. It's something that's coming up in August. We'll be appearing at the Lester Hamburg Theater on the South Side. Dean Novotny is written and producing a show called Star Hollow. It's about trannies in outer space on the run from the law.
That was the tie-in.
With the illegal contraband. So it's going to be very involved, and we're hoping that
– That's a theme that really hasn't been explored enough. Not since Shakespeare has there been really a brilliant play written about
exactly.
Trannies in space.
Trannies in space. Hey.
And I tell you what, like penis and breast together.
All rolled into one.
Two great tastes that taste good together.
Well, I was wondering, were you saying it's like oil and water? Or are we like?
Are we talking nitro and glycerin?
When I saw my friend undressed, and she wasn't shy because she – you know, we are friends, but it was like, wait – she's got a penis and there are breasts and her penis is really nice, but I don't like breasts. And I'm like, but this is, so I just kept saying, well, this is my friend.
Forced you to confront your own limitations.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did you go beyond that and actually have hot tranny sex?
No. We are just friends.
So just to make sure our listeners understood that, because they're a little slow, Star Hollow, that's starhollow.com, StarHollow.com.
com.
When is this play?
August.
Oh, so it has several locations throughout August. Is there a phone number they can call? I've got a phone number written here. I don't know if I'm supposed to
The second number, I believe, would be safest, but I don't believe the tickets won't be on sale for quite some time, and this is a prelude to what is coming. Mm-hmm. So it's just a small plug. But Lester Hamburg will be having this.
So if you call the Lester Hamburg Theater, perhaps they might have the information to when you can call back and get the tickets.
Yes,
it's a
exactly.
Science fiction rock musical.
Yes.
I have a little card of Dean's, and he's quite attractive both as a man and as a woman. I'm looking at a picture of him, and I'm finding myself. What? Why are you?
I was going to say, let me be the judge of that. As the resident admirer of breasts. Well, yes. She's kind of a hottie. Hey, all right.
And just to make it clear to everyone, Dean, and not that there's anything wrong with it, Dean is not a transsexual. Dean is a man who dresses as
Dean
a
is an
woman
actor.
To perform as an actor, which is also different than a drag queen.
Hmm.
Think Milton Berle.
Yikes, I'd rather not.
Don't think
that. Well,
hey, Milton
think
Berle.
Think Flip Wilson.
Comedy innovators. Sorry, I said as if I was about to say something.
Right, and now everyone's waiting. The pause is pregnant.
Well, I promised John we could plug that, so I had to. But
anything with transvestites in it is A-okay.
Transsexuals. Transvestites are usually heterosexuals who dress in women's clothing.
I thought you just said that
he was not a transsexual. Right.
Now you're confusing me.
Right.
My primitive earth brain is.
Let's just keep it to trannies.
Okay.
But which he is not.
People. See, now you guys can't even agree. How are we supposed to extract any?
But this does sound like a fun play. It sounds like transsexuals, transvestites in outer space.
Outer space.
Right.
It's like
it's going to be a little something for everybody.
A little bit of Tootsie, a little bit of Barbarella.
Will there be something for Trent Lott?
Transvestites.
There's a lot for Trent Lott.
Hello.
Oh, did we even plug my website when we started?
I don't think we've mentioned it at all.
Before the show's over, if anybody cares who has not been to my website before it's gone, if it goes, it's at www.johncamlive.com.
Is that JOHN or JON?
JOHNCAMLIVE.com.
Wow. So I'm finding myself wondering, I don't know if you, in our few minutes remaining, you can talk about whatever you want. I find myself wondering whether you do want to go out with a bang. We've thrown a bunch of ideas out, but maybe, you know, you could do something truly spectacular for that your last night. You could have a, 24-person orgy. You could have
one for each hour.
You could have some kind of robot holocaust. I'm thinking.
I would like to go out the way I started.
Be like the Houston 500. Have a huge Bukkake
John Cam 500. Yeah.
No, I don't think. I don't think it needs to be big because John Cam made my life seem bigger than it was, and that was fine for me for a while, but now it's not. I just want things to go back to being normal again.
So your last night is going to be you eating takeout Chinese food, watching a movie?
Probably Japanese watching a movie. But yeah, that kind of like that. That's kind of how the whole thing started. And
personally, I think the Bukkake suggestion is worth considering, but it's your website.
Yeah, have you ever had bukkake? Do you know what this word is? Bukkake?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just nodding like everybody on the radio can see me.
Most listeners of our show know what this is, but some people don't. It's this kind of Japanese style of porn where a bunch of men get together and shoot their semen on
their man whatnot.
Their man gift on a woman's face or on a man's face.
Bukkake is to facial as orgy is to one-on-one sex.
Facial also being another porn term that
right.
Some people
well, know. I would think anybody worth their salt in the cam biz knows what a facial is, but I guess not.
So I'm thinking, the webcam 500. Actually, it'd be interesting to get all of the webcam operators in the world to come over and,
so to speak,
have an ejaculation on your face. Have that be the final image of the John Cam Live.
wouldn't that be an ending? That would
something to make your mom proud.
I'll have to sleep on that one tonight. But.
Well, with that kind of enduring timeless image, I think we're kind of out of time. I don't know where our producer is.
We have to bring up Bukkake at least once on every show. It's a FCC rule.
I want to thank you all for listening. John and John, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Please visit the website, www.johncamlive.com. Please visit our own website, sextalk.wrct.org. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for Andrew's Bukkake Fest 2000.